The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood in their midst. And he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. His disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. I know many of you are standing here. It's like the old days at the 9:30 mass. People will be standing. I think we're live streamed to the chapel at St. Joseph's Center, in case anybody wishes to go there, and the Eucharist will be taken over there at communion time. I debated as to whether I should go down and talk from the floor, which is more identity with you, but at the same time, I think I'll try it up here for today. We'll see how it goes. Pentecost is a great festival of faith in the life of the church. Let me just speak a little bit about the origins of Pentecost. It comes from a Greek word, Pentecoste, which means 50th. And in the Jewish tradition, there are three festivals at which every Jewish man was obliged, according to the Torah, to go up to Jerusalem and to offer sacrifice. They're called pilgrim feasts. The first one was the Passover. They had to go up for the Passover. The second one was Shavuot. I don't know if that's the Holy Spirit, but whatever it is. The second one is Shavuot, which is also called the Feast of Weeks. 7 times 7 is 49. And the Feast of Weeks was on the 50th day, which was Pentecost. The third one is in the fall, called Shavuot, and that's also called the Festival of Tents. Way back in the book of Leviticus, in the book of the law, in the Torah, it is mandated that all the Jewish people have to celebrate Shavuot, which is 50 days after the Passover, to celebrate the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. To remember the law, it was also a harvest festival for the early barley harvest, also called the Feast of Fruits, the Harvest of Fruits. So that explains why Jerusalem was so full of people from all over the place, Jews from everywhere, came up to Jerusalem because it was one of those pilgrim feasts that they were obliged to share. The second thing that's important about this Pentecost is, with all the people gathered there, every language, every culture, Parthian, Medes, Elamites, people from Cappadocia, all the way from Egypt, from Rome. Cretans and Arabs were there. A diversity of persons was there. So how do we interpret the Acts of the Apostles here that says each one of them heard the proclamation of God's word in their own language? How are we to understand that? There are various interpretations of what that really means, and the one that appeals to me the most, I will share with you. When the Holy Spirit comes upon those who were gathered in the upper room, they go out and they proclaim Jesus Christ. They proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is Lord and Savior for all people. And each one heard the proclamation of Jesus as Lord and Savior in their own language. Look back on what this really means in the life of Christ. He cured the leper, but more than curing the leper, Jesus touched the leper, the unclean one, the one who was ostracized, the one who was not allowed to belong to the community. When Jesus touched him, he drew him into the community. The broken leper, the one ostracized, now belonged, not only because Jesus healed him, but because Jesus touched him. And he heard the word of God as a leper who was reconciled. When Jesus patiently listened to the woman of Samaria, you remember her, five times married, living with a man who was not her husband? When he listened to her patiently, he showed her hospitality, he showed her understanding. She heard the word of God in her language. And when Jesus spoke to us about the prodigal son in Luke 15, and he said, this is a sign of God's infinite embrace of all people, unconditional love. Whoever heard that understood the word of God in that way. When Jesus broke bread and had a meal with prostitutes and tax collectors, and he was criticized and judged for that, they heard the word of God in their language. When Jesus rejected the Pharisees, the legalistic, judgmental Pharisees, they heard the word of God in their language. And on the cross, when Jesus welcomed the criminal into heaven and said, this day you will be with me in paradise, the criminal heard the word of God in his language. And St. Paul, in his letter to Romans, says, God showed his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. And then we hear the word of God in our language. So what does this mean to us? Wherever you are in your life, hear the word of God where you are. Allow the healing, the welcoming, the life-giving love of Jesus Christ come to you wherever you find yourself in life. This comes up in the pastoral life of a parish all the time. Let me give you one example of how we are to hear the word of God in our own language. Let the life of God's word. You know, when the Jewish people celebrate Shavuot, the giving of the law, it confirmed the people of Israel not only in their identity as Jews, but in their spiritual identity as God's people. That's what it means to hear the word of God. So let me give you a story that will tell you how the embrace of God's word and to hear the word of God in your language comes to life. I go back to January, 6 months ago. A young couple came to see me. They said, we live in Santa Barbara County, up near Santa Maria. And they came to see me to have their baby baptized. They were hesitant. They were unsure. They were a bit nervous. They were a lesbian couple. And they said, we want to have our child baptized. Would it be possible for you to baptize our child at Holy Family? I said, How did I get so lucky to meet you? One of them was a Catholic, the other had no religion. The Catholic woman, I'll call her Mary. Mary said, you baptized me at Holy Family. I went to Holy Family School. I graduated from Holy Family School. And I remember when I was a little girl at the 9:30 Mass, running up to come around the altar for Mass. I remember that. And now when we had this question, my parents, who are long left Holy Family, said, go back to Monsignor Connolly and ask him about baptizing your baby. That's why we're here. I said, well, thank your parents for sending you. You are most welcome. You still belong. When you come here to celebrate your baby, it's a homecoming. This is your spiritual home anytime you come here. So I went and baptized the baby, and after the baptism, I had them kneel in the sanctuary at Holy Family. I had their parents and their families come up and lay hands on them and say, this is a blessing. This is a blessing where you hear the word of God where you are in your life. Lay hands on this couple and say, these are the hands of belonging. No matter what happens in your life, you belong to your family. No matter what happens in your life, you are loved by your family. Feel the embrace of your friends who are here to celebrate with you. We'll bless you. We bless your courage. We bless the faith which you have. Even though you feel the church does not always understand you, you do not walk away. We bless your faith. We bless your dreams. We bless your hopes. We bless the gift of this child given to you. Celebrate your life. It's Pentecost. I want you to hear the word of God in your language. Now, this must be true for every one of us in some way. You're young, you're confused, you don't like religion, you think you're spiritual but not religious, you belong. Hear the word of God in your language. You're elderly and you're lonely, you feel forgotten. Hear the word of God in your language. You're much married, you feel left out of the church. Maybe you feel you don't belong. Hear the word of God, the love of Jesus Christ. Whether you're the leper, the Samaritan woman, the man on the cross who walks into heaven without condition, whether you're the prodigal son, hear the word of God in the language that feeds you, that gives you life. That's the whole meaning of Pentecost. We're confirmed in our identity as followers of Jesus Christ. We are renewed in our faith that Jesus Christ is for each of us in our own unique way, Lord and Savior. Now take this word of God with you today. When you have time to reflect on your life, there are times maybe you become discouraged. Maybe you don't feel you fit in. You feel rejected by the church, misunderstood. You feel you're on the outside. Hear the word of God in your own language. Hear the wonder of God's infinite love revealed in Jesus Christ. Whether you're the leper, the Samaritan woman, the prodigal son, whether you're the prostitute, the tax collector, the sinner, the public sinner, whether you're in the man of the cross, that says, all I'm asking is to lead me into paradise. And Jesus says, don't worry. Today, this day, Pentecost day, you walk with me and you belong to me. That's the meaning of Pentecost, a celebration of God's infinite love. That's the proclamation that was first made in the power of the Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost, where each person heard the word of God in their own language. Amen.